You know, as we have celebrated here, Jesus Christ, as we have just shouted and danced, some of us, we've been dancing all day. I've been dancing all day. I've been dancing all day. I've been shouting all day. I've been crying all day. I've been trying to keep up with all the key changes all day. Today was a full day. I mean, there are some days when I'm on the pulpit here and in my seat where I've got elbow room, at least to my right. I didn't have a lot of elbow room. So much of my motion was just like this all day, you know? Just ride the wave, you know? It's, when you know God is good, when you know you can feel his presence, when you know it's undeniable and Jesus is alive and he's here, it should shake you right out of your seat. It should move you. It should stir you. It should, and this is what the house of the Lord is all about. It's not, you know, a lot of people will say, you know, coming to the house of the Lord is this place where, you know, you can be completely like depleted with like no nothing. You just come in and you just hope that somebody would fill you. What we've experienced today is God's people coming in with their heads already up high saying, Jesus is King and Lord of Lords. I'm excited. I'm going to get my worship on. I'm going to praise his name. You see, you can only do that if you know that God is alive and he's real and he has set you free. And so despite whatever trial you're going through, whatever circumstance that you might be facing, if God is your Savior, if he's your King, if you've given your life fully to him, there's a joy that can't be taken away despite the circumstances. Because he reigns. He is God. He's on the throne. He's alive. He came down on this earth. He took on flesh. He went to the cross and he died for you. Oh man, he died for you. He died that we might come alive. He died, took on our sins, wrapped himself up in our mess. Died on that cross. His blood was shed and his blood represents our cleansing, washing us and making us whole. And then on the third day, he rose up. The grave couldn't hold him. Death couldn't hold him. Because on the cross, he conquered sin and death. Victory is the Lord's. He reigns. And each and every one of us that received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you're a new person. If you just believe tonight that Jesus is Lord, if you receive the forgiveness that is offered to you through Jesus Christ, who came and said, I offer them forgiveness. Through me, I will pay their debt. It's the cross. It's the finished work of Jesus. When he rose up on that third day, you and I have been given resurrection life to be a new person, to come alive again. Well, how do you come alive? When you receive Jesus Christ, he dwells in you and through you. And his power fills you. And that's how you become born again. This is not like what happened when your mama gave birth to you. This is a spiritual birth. It's the Spirit of the Lord that comes alive inside of you. It's a new person in Christ Jesus. It's a power and a life that can't be taken away from you. All you got to do is receive it. And watch out. You just ride the wave. And for every person that receives Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, heaven celebrates. That's what I want to close with tonight. There's a party for you. Heaven celebrates. In Luke chapter 15, sinners, tax collectors had all gathered around Jesus. Scripture says that they were drawn to him because that's the power of Jesus Christ. That's the love of Jesus. It's this unconditional love that just draws us to himself. It's his grace and it's his mercy. It's his kind words. It's the way he shares to us through his word and how he talked to people about how much God loves his people. And they were drawn to him. Sinners were drawn to him. And Sadducees and Pharisees, who really just simply represented religious people without a relationship with God, got mad. We call them haters today. They was hating on some folks that really needed to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Religious folk be hating on folks that have a relationship with Jesus. Because religious folk just want laws, they want their own power, they operate out of their own pride and their own effort to be able to draw people unto themselves. But people that are truly in need will be drawn to a relationship. And the truest form of relationship that you can ever have in life is with Jesus Christ. So he sits with them, he eats with these sinners, these people that are so messed up, sin representing that which has separated us from God, the condition of man that has separated us from a holy God. And Jesus here in the form of man, but all God, 100% man, 100% God himself, sits with those that are broken and hurting. He sits with them. And religious folk are saying, what are you doing sitting with these people? And they murmured. And they talked and they're hating. And Jesus tells a story. He tells a story about a shepherd who has 100 sheep, he says. And that shepherd will leave 99 to go find the one that is lost. And he'll seek and search out until he finds that lost sheep. He will not come back to the 99 until he finds you. He will search far and wide until he comes and gets you out of your mess. He will not leave you and I lost in a dark place. He will go through every street corner and every block, every back avenue, every club, every dark place, in your project building, in your house, down the street, from Brooklyn to Staten Island, from Queens to the Bronx, Harlem. Please forgive me if I left out your borough, but Jesus will get there and he'll come get you. Why? Because God is love. And who he is as love compels him to go get you. And there's not a place you can hide in life where God can't find you. Because he has all power and authority. And he exercises his power to go and find the lost. Rather than condemn. Condemn you and I for straying away. Condemn you and I for living a fake life. Condemn you and I for attempting to go find our own way in life that we find pleasing to ourselves. Right. He goes and he finds that lost sheep. And then he picks up that lost sheep. Oh, man. And he places that lost sheep on his shoulder. You see, that represents who Jesus is, who has put our sin on his back. He carries us, all of our mess, all of our failure. And you and I can make the attempt to hide and cower in a corner as he comes to embrace us. We can complain. We can talk about how guilty we feel, how messed up we feel, how dark it's been for us. And yet it doesn't change the loving hands of God that just picks us up as a lost sheep and carries us on his shoulder. And then scripture says that he carries that lost sheep rejoicing. Oh, my God. Wounded and battered and broken we are, lost in our sin. But here is God carrying this lost sheep. Jesus rejoicing, say, I got you. You don't have to walk anymore by yourself. I got you. I love you. I'm going to care for you. And scripture talks about how that shepherd gathers everyone, brings all of his people together. He puts together a party. A celebration for that lost sheep. And he doesn't do it because he rejected the 99. Every sheep has had their own party. Every person who has been corralled and rescued by a loving God, there has been a celebration in heaven. Jesus tells this parable and says, oh, also too, just want you to know, this is what heaven looks like when we find the lost sheep. Come on, somebody. Heaven celebrates every person who comes to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Heaven will celebrate this individual tonight who's in here who is willing to repent, which means to simply do this. Turn away from darkness, this direction that you've been going. If you turn this way and receive God, who is not gonna cause you or force you in any way to try to make your way back to him, it's just like the parable. He comes to get you. You can't find God. He has found you. This is why you're here tonight. You've been rescued. This is why you're watching online. You've been rescued. And if you just receive the rescue mission, you just say, here I am. Take me. Take me, Jesus. Put me on your shoulders. I'm so wounded and so broken. Will you put me on your shoulders? And a rejoicing starts to happen in heaven. A celebration happens. Could you imagine that? Each and every one of you that have received Jesus Christ, a party broke out for you in heaven. A shouting and a stomping. The angels rejoice when you and I gave our lives to Jesus Christ. Why? Because you're valuable. You mean something to God. See, there's really two types of parties that always happen in heaven. The first one is always a celebration about Jesus, who he is as the Messiah, the Savior who came and rescued us from darkness. There is always a celebration in heaven about Jesus Christ. It's all about Jesus. It's all about God's Son, his only begotten Son. They party all the time in heaven, but they switch up the party from time to time, moment to moment. There's a change in the party plans in heaven. This is for real now. The change up in the party plan is for you who come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and repent and receive him and his finished work on the cross. Who would have thought that you and I could spark a party in heaven? A celebration. Now, why in the world would heaven take the risk of celebrating you and I by we simply saying, yes, Lord, I receive you? Here's why they feel confident enough to celebrate a life committed to Jesus. Because they know that when Jesus sets you free, you are free indeed. Because when Jesus gives life, he gives it more abundantly. Because when Jesus gives life, you go from glory to glory to glory to glory and on into eternity. They celebrate in heaven for you and I because they know that you and I have just tapped into the power of Jesus Christ that's going to take us from here and right into eternity. They celebrate in heaven for you and I because they know that what Jesus did on the cross is a finished work. They celebrate in heaven because they know that Jesus will never fail you, will never leave you, will never forsake you. And once an individual realizes this wonderful gift of salvation, it becomes sealed in heaven. You think we've put up a shout today? Heaven's been shouting. All day long, they've been celebrating Jesus. They've been celebrating every person that has believed in faith tonight that Jesus is Lord and Savior. There's been a celebration in heaven. I don't know how they dance in heaven, but I can't wait to get there one day. I'm gonna dance with Jesus. I'm not gonna get tired. I'm gonna have a new body. My knees are gonna work right. I'm gonna dance. I'm gonna shout. Listen, folks, let me tell you something. Heaven celebrates you and I because your home is being prepared. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house are many rooms. If you just receive me, we're gonna dance and shout. You'll never get tired. It'll be a house party all day, every day. Matter of fact, there'll be no such thing as a day because there'll be eternity with Christ Jesus. You You want to see heaven celebrate? You want to live forever? You want to be with Jesus? Saved souls shake heaven. I want to shake heaven right now. Will you stand up with me? I want to shake heaven, but I need your help. Some of you here tonight, as you heard earlier, maybe you've just been kind of just back and forth, kind of popping in and out. But you have to be fully given to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Fully given. Fully surrendered. You have to turn. You have to turn completely away from darkness and turn to Jesus Christ and be fully given to him as your Savior. Heaven is ready to celebrate you right now. And believers in Christ Jesus, saints, let's be a witness of who Jesus is. You know, God's given you the power to shake heaven. If you just would turn to somebody from time to time as you're going about your everyday life and say, "Do you know Jesus?" And then just walk them through what it is to be free in Christ and watch heaven. Man, heaven will shake. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you might be in here saying, "I'm that one lost sheep." Because if it's just one person that comes up to pray with me tonight, heaven's going to celebrate you. See, what Jesus was trying to explain to, he wasn't concerned about mass numbers. He's just concerned about the soul. One soul. One soul. Imagine that the entire world, and Jesus said, if one person comes to know me as their Savior, heaven celebrates. Freedom tonight is for you in Christ Jesus. We're going to worship the Lord, but I want you to come down here. I want to pray with you tonight. If you're ready to fully give your life to Jesus Christ, you come. If you're all in, you come right now. If you've been playing church in and out, if there's been this double life, even as you heard expressed tonight, don't be ashamed. You're going to be celebrated. You come right now. Yeah, come. Come. Head high, you just come. Don't worry about it. Nothing to be ashamed of. You just come. I'm going to do something else too. Saints, maybe you brought somebody today and you know that they're struggling with their faith in Jesus Christ and maybe just not walking right. If you were honest enough to invite them tonight here in the house of the Lord, be honest enough to just whisper in their ear, lean over or nudge them, say, "I'm going down there with you." If you know that someone that you're standing with right now hasn't been fully given, like completely all in, receiving Jesus Christ as complete savior of your life, your thought life, your emotions, your heart, your soul, you know. You're standing with the person right now. You're grinning at them. You're looking at them like, "Oh my goodness, why is he talking this way? He should have just kept it general." No. It's time to be specific. It's time to get right with God. No more half-stepping. We're going to worship the Lord, but I want you to come down here right now. I see you, brother. I want you to come from the balcony down here. You come. You've got time. Come. Give your life to Jesus. This is it. These are the souls. Heaven is stirring right now. Hallelujah. Come. You come. Forward, just lift up your hands like this. This is just a show of surrender to Jesus Christ. This is just the way we say, "Man, have your way, Lord, have your way." And just repeat this prayer after me. Dear Jesus, I come to you. Be my Savior. Forgive me of my sins. I believe you died on the cross and rose again on the third day. I choose right now to turn from evil and come to you. Make me a new person. Thank you, Jesus, for being my Savior. I know now that heaven celebrates my commitment to you, my life given to you. Thank you, Jesus. In your name I pray. Amen.